We turn now to New York Times ethicist Randy Cohen and a problem about good sportsmanship. Hi, Randy.
Hello, Jennifer.
Our question today comes from a listener who wants to be known only as Ida, and we have her on the line as well. Hi there, Ida.
Hi, thank you.
So tell us a bit about your problem.
Well, my son has played in our local youth soccer league for several years. For the last 2 years, he's played on the lowest-ranked team in his age group, a team which has yet to win a game. Their record for the fall season was 0 wins, 0 ties, and many losses. Then, for the final 3 games of the season, the coaches allowed a boy I'll call Sam, who's too old for this team-specified age group, to play under the assumed name of a team member who'd quit early in the season but whose name was still on the official roster. Sam is bigger and a better player than most of the other members on the team, and 2 of the final 3 games ended in tie scores. My husband and I consider the coach's action in allowing Sam to play to be cheating, so we've overheard several other parents laughingly call Sam the name of the boy whose place he took. We feel uncomfortable letting our son continue to play on this team, and we've expressed this concern to him and also to his coaches. However, realistically, it's unlikely that scouts from higher-ranked teams have their eyes on our son, and there's no team ranked below his that he can voluntarily join. And he and we would really like him to continue playing soccer, so we're wondering what you suggest.
Ida, before we bring in Randy, can I ask if you talked to your son about this?
I have. He's a little uncomfortable with the situation, and he would like to continue playing, and he doesn't quite know what to do.
Randy, what should Ida do?
Well, I don't think it's Ida's son who should be looking for another team. I think it's the coach. I think he might feel more at home on the prison team. Call the cops. Or call the league, or at least talk to the coach and tell him that if he doesn't stop cheating, you'll have to do something about it. And if the league doesn't do anything about it, call the papers. I mean, I know it's just a youth soccer league, but the point of this exercise is not to get your kid drafted by a professional team. It's for him, first of all, to have fun, but also to learn a little bit about life. And one of the lessons is honesty. If this team is bringing in ringers in youth soccer, that's terrible. The coach should be kicked off the team and banned. You know, I realize it's a small thing. The team is out of the playoffs. Maybe they just want to enjoy winning a bit. But I think what this coach is doing is just so wrong.
Ida, do other parents feel the same way? Do you know?
You know, to be honest, I haven't talked with other parents, partly because some seem so supportive of this idea that I wasn't sure how to begin the conversation with them. I haven't talked to parents who I think might agree with me because I didn't want to be a whistleblower, really, until I'd thought it through a little more, just really thinking through how we feel about it and what we want our son to do.
We had a big problem with a Little League baseball ringer here in New York. A few years ago, there was a kid named Danny Almonte, who was a remarkably skillful left-hander who played for a Little League team in the Bronx. But I think he might have been voted best team citizen because he was the only kid old enough to vote. I'm not sure. Or maybe it was the beard that gave him away, or maybe he shouldn't have driven himself to the games. I don't know. But he was a ringer, and the team was ultimately stripped of all its, you know, fabulous Little League trophies. It was a terrible thing. It was ultimately a very demoralizing lesson for the kids who just want to play for fun, with fairness and honesty.
So, Ida, what do you think you're going to do?
Well, I think we need to have a conversation with our son again and make sure that he understands the issues we're addressing. But I need to go back to the coach and let him know that we're not comfortable with this.
Ida, what if you and I go over to the coach's house, you know, right now and, you know, talk to him, you know, talk a little sense to him.
Yeah.
Jennifer will come. Jennifer, would you call him? That's often a good thing it's hard for people directly involved to do it. There are real social sanctions in your community. But if Jennifer went to the coaches.
Well, maybe he's listened and it's all a moot point by now.
Oh, well, there we go. Let's so.
Well, Ida, good luck. And thanks for writing.
Thanks for your advice, Randy. Okay.
Oh, I enjoy talking to you.
Randy Cohen is the New York Times Magazine ethicist. If you'd like to ask him a question, or if you want him to join your soccer team, write to us at watc@npr.org. Put the word ethics in the subject line and be sure to include a phone number so we can reach you. Randy, thank you.
I enjoyed it, Jennifer. Thank you.